Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. As you may have heard, this podcast is coming to an end in a few episodes, and Bob and I are trying to figure out what's next for us. In this conversation, we pitch some ideas that are ideas. Enjoy.
I'm going up north next week.
Why are you going up north?
To empty out my dad's house, get it ready for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I rented a little Airbnb in Saugus, which is weird because that's the town I grew up in. And it's about a mile and a half away from my dad's house. And I'm just going to go in. I'm meeting with the junk guy. I'm meeting with the bank to get everything transferred. It's been a real pain in the butt, to be honest with you. To be an executor, it's just dealing with all the people that I really don't typically like to deal with.
Yeah, a lot of paperwork, a lot of people making sure that you're who you say you are and all that stuff. And I'm sure that's part of it, but yeah.
Yeah, but so I'm going to go do that. And then my sabbatical begins. And I'll be taking 3 weeks of just time to organize, time to, I hope to see you during that time.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So we are recording our last big session.
What?
And I got very misty this week thinking about that.
Yeah, me
but
too.
What do we do? So we talked about other podcast ideas, which is great. Yeah. Wonderful. We should definitely do some other podcasts or think about it. Or as you mentioned, just go drop in on other people's podcasts. But what are we going to do to hang out when we hang out? Can we hang out? What do we do?
Yeah. I mean, so we can go to shows. We can just go hang out and have a cup of coffee, even though I don't drink coffee.
A cup of coffee.
Take walks.
Take walks.
Because I like that. And I know you won't walk me into the ground like Mark Fried does.
Yeah. Also, it has to be cold out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're only doing walks.
Winter walks.
The weekend. Yeah.
Walking through the window.
Or we could do like the seniors do and walk around the mall. Which I think would just be some sort of sadness.
It would be but with you, it would be interesting because we'd be able to observe things and observe people. We should strap on head microphones.
Head microphones.
And just walk in, talk podcast. Like, we could randomly accost strangers in the mall and just start talking to them without them knowing they're being recorded.
Oh, yeah.
We have little lapel mics. Yep. Record them.
We have the doorbell cam on our chests.
I think we got something here.
Yeah, I mean, we just go to the cop store and get the body cams.
Yeah. Do they sell those at the cop store? Could we get
those?
The
cop store, yeah.
But where would it broadcast to?
Where we just record it.
Yeah. I want to do that, actually.
Do you want to broadcast? We'll just put an antenna on the back, like a CB antenna, and just broadcast it to the internet directly.
I would literally pay just to see 48 hours of you with a body cam on. Just seeing the people that you encounter.
God, that would
the
be so things boring. That you do. I think it has to be like a month, and then I got to cut it down to 48 hours.
The power of edit. Yeah. All right, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. Because that's what we do on Facebook, right? We just edit our lives down to just the delicious stuff.
Because the hour and a half that I'm doom scrolling in bed, I don't think that's going to be all that interesting. Although it might be like a Truman Show type of situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where everyone's just like super interested.
So you take your phone to bed or your computer to bed? Your
phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't. That's an unwelcome guest in my bedroom.
I should do that.
Just because it's going to keep me awake. It's going to give me if I can't sleep, I'll get up and go to my stuff.
Yeah,
and then go back to bed. And that works sometimes because if I can just empty my head. But and it's funny you call it doom scrolling, and I've heard that term before, but I never realized that that's what I do too. I'm looking for all the negative things and the scary.
Or
things
it's just distracting you from what you should be doing. Like, and the algorithm is great at that.
The algorithm is great at a lot of things. Maybe it can point to the perfect place for me and my podcast bestie to spend time together away from the microphones. With or without the advice of the AI overlords, I look forward to some awesomely odd adventures in the future with Nick. That's all for this episode, my friends. Tune in tomorrow for another dose.